Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Lamp of the Wicked, written by Phil Rickman, read by Emma Powell. It was a crime what he was doing, this Roddy Lodge, with his wraparound dark glasses and his whipped cream smile. The stories had kept filtering through, like foul water out of sludge, and Gomer Parry had felt ashamed to be part of the same profession. Plant hire was the poorer for shoddy operators like Roddy. Wide boys, duckers and divers, and twisters and exploiters of innocent people, rich and poor, mostly incomers to the county that didn't know no better. Too many blind eyes had been turned, this was it. Too many people, even so-called public servants, some of them, looking the other way, saying what's it matter if a few Londoners gets taken down the road, they got money to burn. Bad attitude, sneering at the incomers, ripping them off. They were still people, the incomers. People with dreams. And there was nothing wrong with dreams. Mostly. What about Gomer Parry, though? Would he have backed off like the rest or looked the other way if he'd had any suspicion of how deep it went? What about Gomer? Just a little bloke with wild white hair and wire-rimmed glasses and a sense of what was right and honourable. The plant hire code. Digger chivalry. No point in even asking the question, because, the way it started, this was just a drainage issue. Just a matter of pipes and shit. It had seemed odd sometimes to Gomer that his and Roddy's trenches had never crossed, even allowing for the fact that they operated from different ends of the county. Plant hire, big machinery in a small world. But it was happening now. No avoiding it on this damp and windy Sunday. A weary old day to be leaving your fireside. And if Minnie had still been alive, likely Gomer would have put it off. But the old fireside wasn't the same no more. And she sounded near desperate, this lady, and only up here weekends anyway. A Londoner, as you'd expect. Londoners were always looking further and further west in the mad rush to get country air down their lungs, like it was some kind of new drug. Rural properties in Herefordshire never stayed long on the market nowadays, especially the ones that really looked like rural properties, even if there were clear drawbacks. Take this one. Classic example, see? What you had was this lovely old farmhouse with a couple of acres on the A49 between Hereford and Ross, built in the rusty stone you got in these parts. And from the front, there were good, long, open views over flat fields to the Black Mountains. But before that, there was the A49 itself.